Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, no one is excused from the call today.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Shea to be excused from the call of the House on February 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th.
There's no objection. Representative Schaefer will be excused on those dates. The prayer today is by Reverend John Tyndall from the Northern Lights United Church. The members, please rise for the prayer.
Gold is now valued at $800 an ounce, O God. We remember when it was $35. Which reminds us we are a part of a world desperately seeking to find and have something of lasting and permanent value. As we deliberate and make decisions today and remember and celebrate the 65th year of life of Alvin Osterbach, grant us a perception of true and lasting values which will benefit Alaska and all its people. Amen.
Representative Randolph.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move that the prayer be spread on the journal.
There's no objection. The prayer will be spread on the journal. Record, please show that Representative Barnes, Representative Hayes, and Representative Osterbach are also present. Will the chief clerk please certify as to the correctness of the previous day's journal?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 5th, 6th, and 7th days in House Supplement Number 2.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals for the 5th, 6th, and 7th days in House Supplement Number 2 be approved as certified by the chief clerk.
There's no objection. The House Journal and Journal Supplements will stand approved. Are there guests for introduction to the House today? Representative Miller.
Is the new Legislative Affairs Chairman for the university, a young lady that will be advising us on the views of the students, specifically at UAJ, but in addition, of course, on the statewide system, Debbie Levenfoss.
Representative Chatterton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, why I have a very valued constituent who is down here. He's trying to travel around the state. He is interested in public service, and I would like to introduce to you Pat Parnell, a candidate for U.S. Congress.
Representative Buckle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, longtime friend of mine, very popular lady in Juneau, and she's the president of the Italian Club of Juneau, Connie Monroe.
Are there further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate?
Mr. Speaker, the Senate failed to recede from its amendments to committee substitute for House Bill Number 365, making a supplemental appropriation to the University of Alaska for acquisition of library books with an effective date. Namely, Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 365, amended Senate, architectural barriers effective date. The President appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with the like committee from the House to consider the above bills. Senator Sackett, Chairman, Senator Holman, Senator Coletta. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
I might notify the body that there are several bills that have been read in the last few days that deal with concurrences and free conference committees and what have you. And you will be, there will be a packet placed on your desk of the messages from the Senate and copies of the bills or the different versions of bills in question. We will be acting on those on Wednesday under unfinished business. So everybody will have time to review those. And most of these are bills that were kind of left hanging at the end of the session last year. Communications.
Dear Representative Gardner, in accordance with the provisions of House Concurrent Resolution Number 7 as amended, Presented herewith is a report reviewing the progress made to provide services to the urban resident of the Kodiak Island borough not residing within the city of Kodiak. This report will appear in the joint Senate House supplement. In accordance with the provisions of Article 10, Section 12 of the Alaska Constitution and Alaska statutes, presented herewith is a recommendation of the Local Boundary Commission concerning annexation of territory to the city of Skagway. These were submitted by Lee McInerney, Commissioner of the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, and will appear in House Joint Supplement, Senate House Supplement. Mr. Speaker, I have the from the Budget and Audit Committee the forwarding of the Sunset Audit on Board of Public Accountancy.
It will be referred to the Commerce Committee.
I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
House, please stand. The House, please come back to order. Are there further communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
House Resolution 15 by Halford, Miles, Barnes, Byrne, Bettesworth, Buchholz, Carney, Chatterton, Eliason, Freeman, Haugen, Hayes, Hurlburt, McKinnon, Malone, Martin, Metcalf, Montgomery, Moss, Munson, O'Connell, Parr, Phillips, Randolph, and Rogers. Opposing H.R. 39 and the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee substitute for H.R. 39.
Resources.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
House Bill 579 by Moss, Bettesworth, Brown, Carney, Fuller, Hurlburt, Parr, Rogers, and Jaroff. An act making appropriations to the University of Alaska School of Agriculture and Land Resources Management and providing for an effective date.
Resources and finance.
House Bill 580 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, Interim Joint Local Government Study. House Bill Number 580, an act establishing unorganized boroughs, amending the responsibilities of state agencies for state programs and services for residents of organized and unorganized boroughs, and authorizing adoption of home rule charters by unorganized boroughs and providing for an effective date.
CRA and finance.
House Bill 581 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Community and Regional Affairs Committee Interim Joint Local Government Study. These bills are all by the same sponsor. An act relating to the responsibilities of the Division of Public, of Policy Development and Planning, Office of the Governor, and providing for an effective date.
CRA.
House Bill 582, an act establishing a program of planning assistance for unorganized boroughs and providing for an effective date.
CRA and Finance.
House Bill 583, an act relating to state aid to local governments and providing for an effective date.
CRA and Finance.
House Bill 584, an act eliminating third-class boroughs.
CRA and Judiciary.
House Bill 585, an act relating to the incorporation of second-class boroughs as home rule boroughs.
CRA.
House Bill 586, an act requiring physical notes for bills affecting a municipality.
CRA.
House Bill 587 by Cotton, an act relating to individual state income tax credits and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Would the record please show that Representative Duncan and Representative Malone are also present? And Representative Carney. Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. There is no calendar, so consideration will be waived. Brings us to unfinished business. Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With your permission, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to waive the Permanent Fund Committee referral on House Bill 509, which is the appropriations bill, $900 million introduced by Representative Freeman. Waive that referral so that the bill could be considered by the Finance Committee. I have polled the committee members on the subject, and they are agreed.
House Bill, the referral to the Permanent Fund Committee on House Bill 509 will be waived. Representative Cotton. House, please stand at ease. The House, please come back to order. Under unfinished business, I'd like to add a finance referral to House Bill 123. It's an assessment of oil exploration property. It's presently in the Rules Committee, but with the concurrence of the Rules Committee Chairman, will be sent to the Finance Committee. Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Eliason be excused from the call of the House January 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
There's no objection, Representative Rand. Eliason will be excused on those dates. Is there further items unfinished business? Special orders. Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to take a few moments to express my appreciation and thanks to two of our House members, Representative Miles and Representative Helford, for the good work they've done and the report they furnished to all the representatives opposing House Bill 39 in Washington. And I was quite alarmed with some of the facts that they did bring up that were certainly detrimental to Alaska's interests. I also want to thank them for this House resolution in number 15. I think they have earned their pay. Thank you.
Representative Moss.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to address this body here. I'm just an old country boy, but I'd like to talk about a ripoff.
Representative Moss.
I'm angry, and I'd like to make some more folks angry. We've been ripped off for years, and in my opinion, it's getting worse. And quite a few of us have spent many hours and days in the past year trying to develop renewable resources within the state for the benefit of all Alaskans. In agriculture, we can begin to see a glimmer of a rising sun in this field of endeavor, but confound it, there's a cloud covering this sun up before it ever gets a chance to shine above the horizon. That cloud is one that's been hovering over this great state even before it became a state. A cloud that discriminates against every man, woman, and child. A cloud of, in my opinion, unwarranted transportation cost. I've got a gut feeling we're being ripped off. I hear these things throughout this great state. I was in Spokane and had a farmer talk to me about fertilizer he uses from Kenai. The prices he pays are less than it costs me and other farmers in the Delta farm area, only about 500 miles from this source of fertilizer. The difference seems to be in transportation cost. One of the biggest cattlemen on Kodiak Island, wanting to use products from Alaska, buys 22 tons of Alaska barley from Delta area. It cost him $1,500 just to get it to Anchorage. And this doesn't include the loading or unloading. He still doesn't have his barley. Yet because he has to get it from Anchorage to Kodiak, even with the price of barley the same in Delta as it is in the lower 48, you can get it cheaper and faster from down there. Why? Rip off, I say. The reindeer herders on the Seward Peninsula want to get in the red meat industry. Now, how in the blue blazes can they do it when a reindeer carcass weighing a little over 100 pounds costs twice as much to ship to Anchorage as an 800-pound beef carcass costs to ship from Seattle to Kotzebue? It's a ripoff, I say. I could stand here all day with other ripoff stories in the transportation field, but I think this is enough to ask this body to think about what's happening to us in the transportation field. Mr. Speaker, I'd ask you to initiate a study or a group of some sort to study and recommend why our transportation costs are so high. And checking into some of our rail costs and so forth on the Alaska Railroad, I can't even find a confounded list of what it cost me to ship from point A to point B on the railroad. We tried to move some barley out of Delta, and I had the story from a guy that was shipping cars out of Eielson and Wainwright, $1,000 a carload. We go up and try to get a carload of grain moved, it cost us $6,000. Seemed like we got to even negotiate with the railroad people. I hope maybe you'll think about this And I thank you for the opportunity for speaking on it, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much.
Are there further special orders? Announcements of committee meetings. Representative Meekins.
Speaker, the Finance Committee will meet at 1:30, and we'll be taking up three subjects. The first one will be an emergency fuel supply assistance bill. And what we're planning to do on that one is take a defunct Senate appropriation and change it to this fuel supply assistance appropriation. Try to get it through the House and the Senate quickly. There are at least four villages that are completely out of fuel and another 30 that are running out of fuel. Of course, it's very difficult for the House and Senate to act quickly, but we're going to make every effort to try to get this done within the next day or two. After we take up that question, we'll be dealing with the $900 million appropriation. Prime sponsor, Representative Freeman. I think it's House Bill 509. It's 507? 509. And then we'll be taking up the loan resolution. We've got the draft back after the markup session, and we'll be taking up that, hopefully passing that out.
For those members that are interested in this fuel assistance, I think that you might, this Finance Committee will be the only committee considering this piece of legislation, and it is such an emergency situation. So if you're interested, you should maybe make a point of attending the meeting or having your staff so that you can get up to date on it, because if we're going to do something, it is kind of necessary to act rapidly. Representative Brown.
Speaker, the House Commerce Committee will continue our deliberations with regard to the sunset review of the Alaska Public Utilities Commission at approximately 10:45 this morning. We will also be continuing those deliberations at 2 o'clock this afternoon until we have completed today. For the members who have conflicts, I hope you'll be somewhat cooperative and at least help us maintain a quorum. I realize there are other meetings this afternoon. And those meetings will continue again tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
House, please stand at ease. To order. Representative Brown.
Commerce Committee will start at 11 o'clock rather than 10:45. We will still have the afternoon session and tomorrow morning session.
Representative Miles.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Resources will be canceled this afternoon. We will take up the Sagebrush Rebellion resolutions, which were scheduled for today on Wednesday.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, the House State Affairs Committee will meet this afternoon on a teleconference hearing on the several bills that we have in committee dealing with the statewide avalanche warning system and the appropriations, therefore.
Representative Buchholz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The HES Committee will hold hearings, beginning hearings on House Bill 479, revising the drug laws of the state. The hearings will start at 1:30 this afternoon, 1:30 on tomorrow, and 7 p.m. tomorrow evening, and then again at 1:30 on Wednesday.
Representative Parr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Judiciary Committee will meet at 3 o'clock today. We have House Bill 252, Qualification and Selection of Jurors, and House Bill 253, Exempting Pharmacists from Jury Service.
Representative Meekins. House, please stand at ease. The House, please come back to order. Representative Meekins.
Speaker, I don't know if this is the right time to do this, but I would like to add my name to as a co-sponsor to a bill introduced by Representative Parr, if possible. I just heard of it this morning, and I really would like to get on. It's House Bill 545, amending the child protection laws. It has to do with child abuse and increases the reporting requirements, which has been one of the real problems there. I'd ask unanimous consent.
There's no objection. Representative Meekins' name will be added as a sponsor in House Bill 545. Is that the correct number?
Yes.
Okay, your name won't appear, it will appear in the journal and on the next printing of the bill. Are there further announcements? Representative Branson.
Mr. Speaker, there'll be a Republican caucus at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Representative Duncan.
The Budget and Audit Committee, which was scheduled for today, has been canceled.
Are there further announcements? Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
There's no objection. The House adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.